Now let's discuss race. Can race be an issue, or can a court give custody, whether it's legal or physical custody, to a parent because of race is involved? Well, from cases that were decided, we've learned that race can be considered, but it cannot be the sole factor that determines custody. A case that was argued in front of the Supreme Court is, yes, and it came out of Florida, is Palmore versus Andotti. Hopefully I say it right. And it was heard and argued in 1984. So here's the situation in this particular case, in the Palmore case. This is where the petitioner and respondent are both Caucasian, and they lived in a divorce in Florida. The mother, who is the petitioner, was given custody of the three-year-old daughter. Now, the following year, the respondent, the father, then filed a petition to modify the prior judgment because of change of condition, namely because the mother was cohabiting, living with a Negro, a black person, whom she later married. The Florida trial court awarded custody to the respondent, concluding that the child's best interest would be served thereby, without focusing directly on the parental qualification of petitioner, her present husband, or respondent. The court reasoned that although respondent's resentment at petitioner's choice of a black partner was insufficient to deprive petitioner of custody, there would be a damaging impact on the child if she remained in a racially mixed household. And the Florida District Court of Appeals affirmed. The effect of racial prejudice, however, they're real and cannot justify a racial classification without removing an infant from a child from the custody of his natural mother. The Constitution cannot control prejudice, says one, but neither can it tolerate it. Private biases may be outside the reach of the law, but the law cannot directly or indirectly give them effect. And this actually comes from a Florida Bar article as well, and I have to give credit to the Florida Bar and its author as well.